So welcome again to this worship on the Sunday heading into the new year. I hope you took the meet and greet time to, text, talk to a few people to just say, hi, how are you doing? And I'm so thankful for technology that lets us do that together. And in case you missed the first few minutes of the service, I'm Pastor Linda, one of the pastors here at our church. Somehow, it seems like 2020 could not end soon enough. As the sun rose 362 days ago to welcome 2020 in, no one, and I mean no one other than God, could have foreseen what the year was going to be like. I don't need to review it for you. That would just take up too much time. And as it draws to a close, I think we all feel we would like to do something with 2020. We'd like to reboot it. With some computers, that's Control-Alt-Delete. Just reset it. Let's start over again. But we cannot, can we? What we can do is reflect on 2020. And then as we move into 2021, we have our continued confidence in God. Only way of doing it. However, we can't do that unless we ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you for Christmas, for the hope and peace and love and joy that your presence on earth has brought to each one of us. And as we reflect back on 2020 and learn how to enter into 2021, Holy Spirit, speak to us. Use these words of God to penetrate our hearts and change our actions. We love you, Lord Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Since we cannot reboot 2020, I like this image. I heard a quote from, at some webinar in the last few weeks, and he said, "The bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn." The bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. Now, there have been lots of times we've used the word, we pivoted in 2020 over and over and over and over again. Yet I like this image of the bend because that's bringing us into 2021. How do we do that successfully so we do enter in well and don't miss the turn? Well, I thought it was interesting last week when Pastor Danny wrapped up our Advent series looking at Revelation 21 and that image of the kingdom of God coming down and dwelling within us. And the one verse I just want to reinforce with you is when John sees the one seated on the throne who is God himself, and he says, "See, I am making all things new." See, that's the future hope we have right now. When we believe in Jesus Christ and he's alive with us, all things will be new when God's kingdom returns, and it will be new ongoing because God is working in us. Now, often as we turn the calendar to a new year, that's what we're praying for God to create something new in our lives. And I believe our list this year is huge compared to past years of all the things we want God to make new as we enter into 2021. But the question is, how do we make that turn successfully? How do we bring what we've learned in 2020? And how do we look for those things that God is making new in 2021? I pray that these couple of verses from Isaiah guides us. See, the prophet Isaiah lived in a time that was full of upheaval for the Israelites. And basically, in the portion where he has written this, the Israelites were captive in Babylon. Many were sent to Babylon to be assimilated into that culture, though there was a small remnant left behind in Israel. So he's writing to a people who have lost everything, everything they thought that they would have forever, isolated in a foreign country, in an unwanted lifestyle, and they were homesick for their land and for their regular way of life. Sound familiar? Anyone homesick for a regular way of life, living in an unwanted lifestyle? Yeah. So I think these words are for us as much as they were for the Israelites. From Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For the Israelites, God was saying that things will change, and there has to be a focus adjustment for them to see it. That's what we need today. A focus adjustment to see what God is going to do, what he will do in 2021. Isaiah starts off this passage with, forget the former things, do not dwell in the past. And I equate this to, we need to surrender. So for our focus adjustment, we have to surrender that past, the past year. Now, this might seem an odd thing for God to say, because he consistently tells the Israelites to remember his faithfulness. Remember he brought them out of Egypt. Remember he was with them in the wilderness. Remember that he brought them to the promised land. Remember all that God has done. But now he's saying, forget the former things. I also know that God knows we are human and we can't forget. Oh, memories fade, don't they? How many things do you remember from your childhood? And as the years go on, the more distant memories, we do forget. But the lessons we learn from our past remain with us forever. And the awareness of who God is that we have learned in the past remains with us. Don't let them overwhelm us. Don't let them incapacitate us. As Isaiah says, don't dwell in the past. When we dwell in the past, we get stuck there and we miss the bend in the road. John Piper says it well. He said this, stop defining and limiting your future in terms of your past. Start defining it in terms of your God. I think it ultimately means don't allow your past experiences, don't allow these former things that happened in 2020 to color our perception of who God is and what he's going to do in the new year. So as we move out of 2020, don't get stuck there. Don't let what happened in 2020 define you and hold you back. To not dwell in the past, though, we have to release it to enable us to move forward into 2021. It's more than release, right? It's surrender. Because when we release something, it drops. All we have to do is bend back down and pick it back up. So we need to surrender it into God's hand. Surrender it up to God. Say, take it. I give it to you. I release it to you. I surrender it to you. So really, I want us to pause here for a moment. What is it that from 2020 overwhelms you or drains you? And it actually is going to stop you from moving into 2021. What memories, thoughts, emotions keep bubbling up? And when they do, they stop you in your tracks. They cause you to think upon them for a long time, too long. And they keep coming up over and over again. What brings negative emotions that is going to hinder you from moving into 2021? I want you to see it in your hand. You might need two hands. I would need two hands, but the other one's holding my notes. See it in your hand. Name it to yourself. Examine it. How it's holding you down. Examine how it keeps you stuck in dwelling in the past and not in God, his love, his strength, in his desire for you to live a full life with him. Now hold it up. Surrender it to God. Let God take it from you. Let God release you for the control that it has on your life as you surrender it up to him. God, we surrender these into your hands. Only you can take it from us. Only you can bring us out of dwelling in places we should not be dwelling. Only you can heal us. We surrender. Amen. So our focus adjustment will only happen when we surrender the things from 2020. So on to verse 19. And hear this from God for each one of you. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The second half of our focus adjustment heading into 21 is to see. We have to surrender the past and see what God is doing. He says, see, I am doing a new thing. Look, look, in the present right now. The tense of this is God currently and actively working, creating a new thing right now as the new year approaches. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. Spring up. It's refreshing. It's new. Oh, it's going to relieve the thirst that we have in life. Look at it through God's eyes. Now, the word perceive, the Hebrew root of this is to know by seeing, to care, to recognize, to acknowledge, to be aware of, to understand. So he says, don't just glance at it. Oh, that's a nice new thing, God, thanks. No, he says, really understand it, be aware, see what I'm doing. It will refresh you. It springs up. Don't look back. You have surrendered that. Look at what God is doing right now. He says, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I like those words for 2020. Wilderness, wasteland. But we're heading into 2021. And he is making a way, again, active, current actions. This is God's presence with us now. Now, these things are not possible for humans. We get lost in the wilderness. We go dry in the wasteland. But as we believe and in faith step into 2021, after we've surrendered 2020, we will see what God is doing. Paul tells us in Philippians, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Forget what is behind, surrender. Strain forward, press on, see. Do you trust God in the way he is making for you? Do you believe he is making a way for you? Are you ready to see what God is actively doing? Or are you afraid of what that might be? Or afraid to truly surrender the impact of 2020, and not see what God is calling, what he is doing? If you're struggling with that, it's important to circle back to the beginning of this chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah 43, 1 to 2. But now this is what the Lord says, he who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep you away. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us to have that focus adjustment to surrender and to see the way God is creating, we have to really know that we belong to him. He created us. He redeemed us through Jesus Christ. And he has called us his children. That is the foundation as we step into his way, as we step into 2020. He will be with us. There is nothing to be afraid of. I know we're told in verse 18 to forget the past. However, there's something I want to remember from 2020. And I think that God, because he knew what this year was going to be like, he made very smart people who created incredible technology for us that kept us connected. It brought us and brings us worship into every home, onto every phone. How technology has allowed so many to work from home, keeping them safe and employed. You know, I was even thinking the other day, we were buying something curbside and we just did the touch pay. You don't even have to use your fingers on a keypad. We are being kept so safe with technology. There are so many of those kind of details that God put in place for 2020. Our God is faithful. Hang on to that as we head into 2021. So when we enter into our focus adjustment, surrendering what we have been dwelling in that is harmful, that is limiting us, and then we are free to truly see the way God is showing us. We see God passing through the waters with us. Enter into 2021 seeing that, really seeing his new ways. And some of that, it takes intentionality to do that. There's lots of spiritual disciplines that help you with that. But because this is a new way, I just want to talk about resolutions. Maybe you're a person who makes New Year's resolutions. I have to confess, I don't. I just don't. But there was a man who started making resolutions back in 1722, and he kept adding to his list. And by the time he passed away, he had 70 items on his list that he was resolved to do. And that man was Jonathan Edwards. He was a preacher, theologian, philosopher from 1703 to 1758. He was a New Englander, Massachusetts guy. At 17 years old, he headed from Yale, where he had been a student, to be a pastor in New York City. And that change to the big city at that young age was reportedly an incredibly difficult time for him. He writes about it in his journals, because now he was in this world that was completely different than any he was used to. Yeah, like us. Suddenly, he's in a big city, pastoring a church on the wharf, not in the ritzy area of town, not in the genteel area of town, but on the wharf, a very long way from life in New England. But he knew he couldn't dwell in where he wasn't. He couldn't get stuck in the past, in missing everything he was missing. He said, I need to be resolved to look forward and how to live for God. So in that year, he sat down and he started to work through what his life would be like. He started his resolutions, what he calls the statements of resolve. And in time, as I said, he would write 70 of them. Now, when he started, he wrote this phrase at the top of his resolutions in his journal. And I encourage you to take a photo of it or just mark it somewhere that you need to look this up and write it down for yourself. Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will for Christ's sake. And then he wrote, remember to read over these resolutions once a week. So I challenge each one of us to resolve one thing this year. Resolved to have a focus adjustment as I surrender and I see. And as we learn from Jonathan Edwards, write that down. Read it over. Put it somewhere where you will see it. A post-it note on your fridge, on your computer, anywhere, resolved to have a focus adjustment and to surrender and to see. Enter into 2021 seeing, really, actively understanding, seeing the new ways, the new things, the new connections, conversations, space and time that God is creating, and so much more. He's making it for you, something new, something refreshing. Let us pray. Father God, we are in awe of who you are. We are in awe that you call us to surrender and you take away anything that's keeping us in the past. You remove it from our sight and you remind us to forget about it. And then you promise you are making things new. New things are coming to us. They are refreshing. They are for our good. We just need to look for them and see them, understand them, and be in awe of them. Father, I pray that as we turn into this new year around the corner, a turn in the road where you can't see what's behind you anymore, that's our surrender. And we see the new things that that bend brings, that we do have our focus adjustment. As we surrender and we see. And we can only do this through the power of Jesus Christ. We ask this all in his name. Amen.